This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Chief Mark Esper said Monday that the United States is keeping some troops near oil fields in northeastern Syria to protect them from being captured by Islamic State. Still, as VOA's Cindy Sane reports, President Trump's troop withdrawal has angered the Kurds in northern Syria, where Kurdish fighters have fought alongside U.S. forces against IS terrorists.
As a convoy of U.S. troops crossed from northern Syria into Iraq, civilian Kurds hurled potatoes and insults at the retreating forces. Some yelled, "Go, America, liar!" At the White House, President Donald Trump defended the withdrawal. Democrats and Republicans have criticized the move for abandoning longtime U.S. allies, the Kurds, to slaughter by the Turks.
We're working with the Kurds. We have a good relationship with the Kurds. But we never agreed to, you know, protect the Kurds. We fought with them for 3.5 to 4 years. We never agreed to protect the Kurds for the rest of their lives.
The sudden U.S. withdrawal from Syria deals a blow to America's credibility as a reliable ally, say many members of Congress. Cindy Sane, VOA News, Washington.
The number of residual U.S. forces in Afghanistan now stands at roughly 12,000 soldiers. That figure comes after the top American commander in Afghanistan, General Austin Scott Miller, revealed Monday the size of U.S. troop forces in the country has quietly been reduced by 2,000 over the last year. The day before, he told visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper that even if the troop size is eventually reduced down to 8,600, it will not undermine the U.S. mission in Afghanistan. British Parliament Speaker John Bercow on Monday blocked the House of Commons from holding a new vote on Brexit. It is the latest setback for Prime Minister Boris Johnson in his effort to have a Britain divorce